Flanders.
Hello, 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 and good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk. It is, what is the date?
Friday the 13th, I think.
Is it actually Friday? It certainly feels like Friday the 13th.
It is Friday the 13th.
Paul keeps on going about Friday. I didn't actually realise it was actually Friday the 13th. That explains everything. Yeah. Absolutely everything. So welcome to the Bunker Show. As you can hear, I'm joined in the studio today by the amazing Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Orchard Employment Law.
Good morning.
Good morning. Our guest, unfortunately, has not made it to the studio. Jerry has had a blowout on the M20 on his way to us, and he's stuck there now. So we hope that he gets recovered soon and gets his tyres sorted, and we will get him back on in a couple of weeks to do the show. So you just got me and Gemma today, everybody.
Oh,
I know. And it's like, what can we talk about? Well, you know us. we're not shy of talking, and there is at the moment lots and lots to talk about. But we do want to hear from you, the listeners. If you're out there listening, if you're home alone, you know, if you decided to work from home for a while, a lot of people doing that at the moment, give us a tweet and say hello. Tweet us at Bunker Extra with hashtag Be Extra, Be Bunker. Let us know how you're doing, how your week's been, and what's going on. Obviously, we thought actually it's a perfect idea today. I know everybody's hearing about it and everyone's like, oh, the virus, the coronavirus, and the whole world is in a state of what do we do? Mm. So I thought actually this is a really good opportunity. We've got Gemma in the studio, and from a business point of view, so certainly for people that employ people and what to do, it's a perfect time to where actually we can discuss. And Gemma, you're just saying obviously you're really busy at the moment because people are asking what do they need to do. So it's a great conversation to have, and I think we had the conversation a couple of weeks ago when Richard Bell was on the show, and he was saying, obviously, at that point, everyone was like, oh, you know, the coronavirus, this is going to be gone in a couple of weeks. And what Richard's advice was, obviously, was just to prepare, be aware of being mindful for the people around you, your employees and everything. And he also did say, at the moment, you know, don't worry too much. If the politicians start coming out and telling us not to worry, that's when we need to start worrying. So obviously now we can start to worry just a little bit because, you know, the politicians are out there telling us that they've got it under control. So that means obviously they haven't. But what we don't want to do is scaremonger, because I think so much of that goes on. And I think that's a huge part of it, isn't it? It's trying to filter through.
It's about
what's
getting the good news as well as the bad.
Exactly.
You know, it's important to be informed about the bad news, but actually we were just listening, weren't we, to the news coming through the show.
Yeah.
And someone was just saying that he's recovered, and those are the kind of things that we need to hear, in addition to that it can be...
Exactly.
It can be fatal for some people, but we also need to hear that it is something that you can recover.
Yeah, exactly. From. And I think that you say that's really important thing is... yes, it is a virus. Yes, it can cause death. But more people than not are recovering from it. So I even saw, obviously you never know what's true, but there was a post that in China, there was a 103-year-old woman who recovered from it.
Oh, didn't see that one.
Did not see that? No. It was coming through. She was 103 and she recovered. It's like, there you go. So it's a lot. I mean, obviously I'm in the events industry and it's hitting us hard. I know it's hitting everybody, it's hitting us hard because people are cancelling events, people are not wanting to go to events, and again it's knowing what's right to do. And I don't know that there's necessarily always a right answer. I think it's what's right for you and what suits you and what works for you.
Yeah, I'd agree. It's about what's right for you. Yesterday I had a rare day to myself.
Hey.
And I went to Blue Water and I went into a restaurant and the guy said, sit anywhere you want, you've got the whole restaurant.
Oh, blimey.
And I literally had the whole restaurant to myself. I got good service, though. Every bound.
Exactly. Excuse me, could I please just have a top-up? Thank you so much.
But yeah, I really felt sorry for them. They had all of these waitresses and waiters just hanging around, really, not having very much to do. And that affects people. It affects the economy. It affects people individually and their pay. You know, if they get laid off or they're unable to come into work, it's going to affect them also. So... I think there's a lot to think about from a practical point of view. Mm,
and I think that's the thing, isn't it? It's trying to stay level, trying to stay practical, not overreact, but take necessary actions at the end of the day. We have got some tweets that have come in. We've got Chips and Dinks that have said, yay, it's Friday with a great lineup of presenters and guests to set us up for the weekend. Chips and Dinks, who will help you out with any chips and dinks you have in your vehicles or even...
Hard services.
Hard services. Any hard services, exactly. Isn't it? They're brilliant. So do give them a follow on their Twitter at Chips and Dinks on Le Twitter. We've got, where's that one gone?
We've got one from Tracy. So she's looking forward to catching the replay in the next few days because Tracy also always listens on the replay. And can we have a bunker shout out, please, for jobsinkent.com Medway Careers Fair in partnership with the DWP Chatham. That's going to be the Pentagon Centre on March the 26th, 10 till 2, and it's free to attend. So, yeah, if you're free on Thursday the 26th of March, between 10 and 2, go along to the jobs fair. That's free and you never know what you might find out.
It's good. It's very good. We might all be there looking for jobs. And we've had one from Isla O'Hara, who's greetings, Amanda and Gemma, wishing you a fabulous show. Please can we have a mention for the Business Diaries, Tunbridge Wells. Oh, that's next week. Blimey, that's come around fast.
Come around really quick.
So this one's at Tunbridge Wells, hosted at the Hotel Devan. So it's Thursday evening, 19th. They've got 5 storytellers ready for an audience. 7:30 start. Tickets are just £12. And the business, we love the Business Diaries.
That's 7:30 p.m. by the way.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I forget there are people out there that do events.
There are 2 7:30s in the day.
7:30 p.m. But the Business Diaries is such a great event, a nice social cum networking event, because you get to meet with other business owners, but you hear people's stories, and not about necessarily about their business, personal stories, which are always great. I was just going to she hasn't put the link in. I was going to have a see who the speakers were. They've got a mixture of speakers, and it's nice also, it's a slightly different location. Lisa Settle hosts the Medway, and Isla hosts the one over in Tunbridge Wells. And have I found it? Okay, so one of their storytellers is Emma Rourke, and then another of their storytellers is Katie Redfern, Steve Wells, and Arius Vilkatius. Sorry if I can't pronounce that name. A great lineup of different people with different stories. So if you are free to go next Thursday, 7:30 p.m. And I think now is a really good point to bring up to people, because obviously there's a lot of events being cancelled, a lot of people worrying whether they should go to events or not. And currently, obviously, the guidelines that came out yesterday from the government is to carry on as normal as possible. They believe that events, and certainly small local events, there's no need to worry about, that in those sort of capacities, things aren't going to, you know, you're not likely to cause any health problems to yourself. It's just a case of, with everything that you do, hygiene, wash your hands, don't touch your face, don't cough and sneeze on anybody. And if you have got any symptoms that could be related, just stay at home. Then you're not putting anybody else at risk. So it's, I think, you know, it's about us all self-managing. But don't be frightened to go to events. I saw that Wednesday evening they had the Kent Digital Meetup.
Yeah, it was full.
I saw that, at Dragon Co-working, and they had 60 people turn up, which is great. Wow. And it looked like a great event. So do go to your local events. Do keep on supporting. Don't be scared to go. We've got to carry on as normal. As we heard on the news just then, I think a lot of us have got in our minds that a couple of weeks, this is all going to be over. We can just get back to normal. And unfortunately, it's not. They have given us the time frame of 10 to 14 weeks to hit peak, which means a couple of months down the line is when we're going to hit peak. So we've still got a long way to go. We've just got to take each day as it comes at the end of the day, and try and carry on as normal as possible. So carry on, go to those events, to, you know, take part, and just, yeah, do what you can do at the end of the day. I've got an event actually to shout out from the fabulous Peter Searle, who I still want to call him the business doctor, and
he hasn't been anymore.
I know, it just flowed so well. Peter Searle, the business doctor, and I've just closed it so I can't read it, hang on, he's not the business doctor, I do apologise, Peter. So Peter Searle, who is of Searle Management Consultancy, and he is a member of the FSB, and he runs the FSB Connect, and the next one is on Wednesday the 25th of March, the day after my birthday, Just saying.
You know what? You've been really good. I'm going to say, like, how many minutes into the show are we?
It's so much is going on. I almost forgot. It was my birthday month. Come on. What's wrong with me? So it is Wednesday, the 25th, the day after my birthday. It's the FSB Connect at the Metro Bank in Maidstone, 7:30 p.m. again. At this event, find out more about One Maidstone Business Improvement District and hear an update from bid manager Isla Butler, who also tell us the plans for the town in 2020. So the FSB Connect's always a nice free networking. Go along, meet with other business owners and find out more about what's going on in Maidstone. So if you want to book onto that, if you go to fsb.org.uk, click on the events page, and then all the events for the FSB are there to click onto. So put that in your diary. So lots for people to go out to do and everything. So that's perfect. Have we got any other tweets? I just clicked off my Twitter.
I think that's it for now.
I clicked off my Twitter. That's good English, isn't it? I clicked off my Twitter.
Shall we talk about? So I've been to a couple of events recently.
Yes,
I'm still going out there.
Tell us what you've been up
so
to.
So I went to. It was International Women's Day. The weekend just gone, so I went to Breakthrough Women's lunch, and that was really good. They had three brilliant speakers.
Yes, of course, International Women's Day was last week.
How did we miss that? So we had three brilliant speakers. One of them was a lady who is an economics professor, and she was giving us all of the kind of facts and figures and history of economics. And then another lady was, is the first female bodyguard.
Oh, wow, interesting.
And she has a film called Close, which is on Netflix, that is made about her. And she just made us all feel really inferior, actually.
Oh, no. She's supposed to inspire.
Think like, oh, yeah, well, you know, we're doing amazing things, and then you realise you're not actually saving lives. that was really interesting. And then the other lady, the final lady, was... from the Kent County Council. She's in charge of budgets and transport and holes in the road. And she was very funny and really good as well, yeah.
Did not people not attack her?
No,
she started
with a disclaimer saying, look, you know what? It's not my fault about all the potholes. but yeah, it was really, really, really good, and good to see so many people out. It was at the Orangery, which is always a nice venue. Yeah. It's, even when it rains, it's still a nice venue. So, yeah, it was just lovely to be out and see some people who I haven't seen in a while and to meet some new people.
That's good.
So I went to that one recently. And then the one I did before that, I was speaking at In-House Recruitment Expo. So that was an event in London.
For those that just want translation, that's London. Gets me every time.
My Midland accent. That was at, what was that? The Olympia. Mm. And again, that was an interesting... event. It was industry specific, and I'm quite liking these industry specific events actually, because it's not your industry, so I'm not recruitment, doesn't mean that you shouldn't go along to those. So I'm gonna say to people, you know, if you're thinking outside the box, go to some of these industry specific events, even though it might not be your industry, because there's definitely things you can learn.
Yeah,
like Vexpo, for instance, even if you're not in the venues and events industry, you still might want to use a venue or an event or have an event.
Have an event, yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yeah, good. Oh, so you've been a busy bee, haven't you?
Yeah, well, just those two things, but yeah.
Well, it's busy, considering you're really busy with work as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's going well. So some of the, coronavirus is obviously a big thing that everybody's talking about, and we know the guidelines about hygiene and washing your hands, so we're not really talking about that at the moment because we know that's what you need to do.
Yeah.
I've had quite a few clients ring up and talk about a downturn in business, which is quite sad, particularly in the beauty industry, where they're up close and personal with their clients and it's business to consumer.
Of course, yeah.
So they're really affected, you know, the nails, the facials, spa facilities, the hoteliers.
Do you reckon they're going to start, you know, if we can get spas discounted, we'll fill the place, we'll fill the spa. Yeah. Spa day, everybody.
Yeah. Do it for a fiver.
Yeah, exactly.
And so some of the questions have been around, well, what do we do with our staff now? You know, we want to keep them on, but actually, if we're not getting people coming through the doors, and that is a message for the public as well, if we're not getting people coming through the doors, then we'll have to close. And if we have to close for too long, it might not be a temporary thing. It might end up being a permanent thing. So that's a big concern.
The government looking at any ways to help businesses in this aspect?
Oh, I don't know. Do I?
I don't know if they've come across any sort of crisis funds.
I did see a petition which was being done on Facebook this week about could they put some money in a pot to help those businesses that are struggling. And I mean, they're helping them in other ways, aren't they, in terms of like business rates and whatever. But there's only so much money, isn't there?
Well, no, that's it at the end of the day, isn't it? I mean, there is a petition going around with regards, obviously, I mean, and it's goes to show you every industry has been affected. Obviously, the events and hospitality industry are getting hit hard. And there's a petition, you know, to see if the government can help businesses, especially, you know, I know the big companies are being hit as well, but it's the small agencies that they're going to be lost, they're going to be swallowed up. But even the bigger companies, you know, up in London, they're laying off staff already. And it's like, how long has this been going on? It doesn't seem like it's been going on for long so far. So
yeah, but I mean, and if Linda Garcia was here, she'd talk about it's because cash is king. And or if there was Tracy from Pecunia, she'd probably say the same thing, is that a lot of businesses run themselves on the basis that they'll get more money in next month or next week.
Yeah.
And they don't have, or they have assets. But assets can't pay your staff anytime soon.
No.
So although it hasn't been going on in this country for so long, it doesn't take much, isn't it?
Yeah.
It doesn't take much for it to cause a big problem. So yeah, but what they have done actually, which is positive, is we're now able to recoup SSP, so statutory sick pay.
That's good.
So that is a good thing for 14 days, because previously SSP was, the burden was on the employer. So if your staff are off sick, it's for you to pay it. And although it's a reduced rate, it's still money going out that you wouldn't ordinarily have to find.
Yeah.
So that's something positive that they've done.
Good.
Yeah. For the first 14.
And then how, talking about obviously from a HR point of view, what is your advice? What advice have you been given out recently? I know you've written a blog as well about, you know, how to handle staff. You know, are you recommending that they have staff working remotely? That doesn't always work, does it?
No, it doesn't always work, does it? I mean, just interestingly enough, yesterday I was like, right, let me just draft a home working policy. We've given out three already.
Really? But that's it, isn't it?
And it's not, one of my clients rang me, they're a manufacturer. They're like, you know, office staff are asking to work from home, but obviously factory workers can't. Is that okay? Is that discrimination? I'm like, actually, it's absolutely fine. You've got to be practical about these things. If you can't do your job from home, then you can't do your job from home. And it's not unfavourable to treat somebody differently.
It's going to take a bit of factory.
I was going to take
a big sewing machine home and make some.
It doesn't work, does it?
No.
So, you know, it's where possible and where practical. And also based on the individuals, there are some people that are good home workers. And there are some people that aren't. That's why, it's one of the reasons why co-working works so well, is because some people, they don't thrive in their home environment. They put the washing on and do the dinner and answer phone call and watch Netflix rather than...
Rather than
doing the work. And then there's other people who are really motivated and will just kind of, you know, tunnel in and do their work. So the advice there is, it's up to you as a business if you think that it's possible, if it's practical. Again, it's whether people have equipment, it's whether you've got measures in place. Remember, when people work from home as well, you're also responsible for their safety. So you might need to get them to fill out a DSE form. That's the one where you make sure that your backs and your screen is appropriately.
Oh, really? I didn't even know there was a DSE form.
You should fill one in for yourself. It's free online. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a health and safety thing rather than an employment law thing. But you should do it, because you might start to find you get tension in your neck area.
I constantly have tension in my back and shoulder area. There's nothing new there.
So, you know, it's being mindful of the safety and things. In terms of schools being closed, because at the moment, not many schools are closed.
Some are closed, but purely because of they've had cases.
Yeah, and then so they're closing for deep cleans and they're opening again. But if we start to find that schools are closing, nurseries are closing, your childminders are refusing to childmind, then we're going to have more of a problem.
Absolutely.
Because a large majority of the workforce are parents and grandparents. So the guidance at the moment is you don't have to pay sick pay for that. But we'll say allow people to take unpaid leave if they want to, allow them to take their holidays if they want to, or if they can work from home, even better, and then you can pay them all together anyway.
Is there any leeway with regards to obviously giving more holiday?
The leeway is totally up to the employer. There are some employers that have unlimited holiday. I know.
Do the staff ever go to work?
Well, they have stipulations about their work having to be, you know, up to date, etc. But there's quite a few in Kent actually that don't have holiday limits. But you've got to think again. Your business needs to continue running, so you know it may not work to let your staff be off for 2 to 3 months all at the same time.
No.
But if you want to give holiday and your business can afford it and they're not experiencing a downturn, then that's totally up to you. I'd just say that if you're going to do that, make sure you're being fair across the board and you're not just doing it to some and not others, because that's how you can get in trouble then.
That's the thing, isn't it? Being aware of you don't just that, well, that person's a hard worker, so I'll let them.
Yeah, or you know, they've got kids or they haven't got kids, or they've got a partner or they haven't got a partner. You know, if you start doing, I know they're a single parent, then what you're doing is you're treating people differently based on their relationship status or their marital status, and actually that's illegal. So you don't want to fall into that trap.
I just love the minefield of the world.
Yeah, you don't want to fall into that trap.
It's being fair across the board
where possible. So that's kind of a lot of the guidance that we're given at the moment, is have a home working policy or put something together. The it's constantly changing, you know. Initially our blog, it's a little bit out of date, even though it was only written a week ago, because we were saying you still only have to pay a statutory sick pay from day 4, and that's now changed. It will be from day 1, but you can recoup that for 14 days. And it's if people are told to self-isolate. So obviously with coronavirus, we're being told not to go and see a GP unless you absolutely have to. And ordinarily, SSP would be payable once you've got sick notes. But now the idea is actually if you're even told by 111 to self-isolate, then you pay SSP. But if people choose to self-isolate, like if people are just like, I'm not coming in, it's just too scary out there, then you don't have to pay.
And how do you know? So basically, if somebody feels they've got the symptoms and they phone 111, from that point, they can obviously self-isolate.
Yeah.
And then they're entitled to the statutory sick pay.
Yeah, which isn't a lot. It's like something like 80 something pounds. I think it might be £92 a week now. That's based on a full-time person. But it's still £92 that, you know, if someone's not working.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. Definitely.
So the good thing is that we can recoup it now, which we haven't been able to do before.
Yeah. So at least there's a little bit of leeway.
Yeah.
And you said before that obviously the government are trying to be a little bit more lenient with business rates and stuff like that as well.
Yeah. Well, that came out of the budget. The budget was that they were being more lenient with business rates and some other things, especially for smaller businesses, but not for some of the larger businesses.
Oh my God, they've gone absolutely to town on the big. Why would anybody want to build a successful business, a big business? If the government are going to say, we're going to take half of everything.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
It's like, it's not working. If you're listening, it doesn't work.
Anybody else want to join me on this tropical isolated island? Nice weather, no business rates.
And I did. I put on my Facebook, this is not employment law related, and I'm not an expert in this at all. But quite a few of my friends, self-employed friends, have gone, yeah, but I'm self-employed. What do I do? And apparently, we can claim employment support allowance, which again it's not a huge amount of money. But if you do have to self-isolate, they're going to make it easier for people to claim that for the first.
Can I self-isolate for the next 3 months and claim
just
it?
Just claim it. I don't know.
Does that work?
So it's just the fact that you can't work. But you know, I think people like someone else. I stole this from someone else as well. I think it was Penny Power. She was saying that people who normally work from home, like this is your time. Not to gloat, but you've got that discipline. Mm. You've got all of the things in place. You can have video calls, Zoom, free video calls, Zoom, yeah. Skype.
Yeah.
What's the other ones? Blue Jeans. There's loads of different ones that you can use. And I think it's our time to get creative, especially small businesses. We can be creative.
Exactly.
Yeah. We can still have meetings. We can still do, I read somewhere that schools are considering seeing whether they can do lessons online interactively, just in case they have to close for any reason.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, obviously, currently there's still the no closing of schools, but it's not. That's just now.
Mm.
We're 4 weeks behind the state of where Italy was.
Is, yeah.
And it's quite. That's the thing, isn't it? It's also, they give us so much information. It's trying to break down that information, which appertains to you and how it's going to affect you. And I heard a bit of it this morning, and basically the scientists were saying it's just no point doing too much too soon, because that won't help anything. They're in the delaying process with regards to, so we may not close down schools now, but they may have to close down schools next
later.
Month,
yeah.
later on. How does that work, again, with regards to employees with obviously...
Dependents, children.
And obviously if you employ people and they've got kids, and obviously they're going to have to stay at home with the kids.
Yeah. So like, it's just like now at the moment that if they have to stay home just because the school is closed, they're entitled to unpaid leave. Mm. So, you know, people with children under age 18 are entitled to parental leave throughout the years, but they have to take them in whole week chunks.
Yeah.
And that's unpaid.
Yeah.
Or again, they can take holiday, or you can allow them to do flexible working. I'm sad. I was watching Question Time last night.
As you do.
And they were saying that we need to start getting back together with communities and figuring this out. You know, one person might not have to take all of the time off. It might be that you split it and, I don't know, one person says, well, I'll take Monday to Wednesday and grandma takes Thursday and Friday to help out. But we need to try and find practical solutions ourselves as well.
Definitely. Well, I think... there's just so much going on and so much to talk about. But we're going to have a quick break now. We're going to go to a musical break. You're going to love my choice. I thought, you know what, this is how it feels this week. So this is today's song. Do you know what it is yet? It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50-plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
I think that definitely is everybody's feeling that at the moment. It's a hard day's week, month. At least it's Friday. Good thing. Like, it's positive. It's Friday. The sun is shining.
Yeah, it's getting brighter. I'm waking up early. Like, just naturally waking up before my alarm. Only by half an hour, but that's...
Yeah, I do, but that means I wake up at 5 o'clock instead of 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Or 5:30. It's like, exactly. You're like, but no, it is lovely. Spring is around the corner. Next weekend, the clocks spring forward.
Is it next weekend?
20th, yeah.
Ah. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Does that mean we lose or we gain an hour?
No, so we lose an hour, but it stays lighter later. So yeah, we are. You're like Lucy. Lucy's first complaint was, "But I'm going to lose an hour sleep." Like, yeah, but just one night. She went, "Yeah, but I'm going to lose an hour sleep." Not every night, Lucy. Just one night. She was like, "Oh, she thought she lost an hour sleep every night." God, can you imagine trying to recover from losing a sleep an hour every night? So no, but it is brighter, and it's just, yeah. Hopefully the weather is now going to warm up and just everything's going to be nicer. And got, yeah, on the way is all good things, which is great. That's what we were talking about, yeah? Loo rolls. I don't get it. I don't.
Something they're not telling you,
Amanda. Why did it? I suddenly just heard that everyone is stockpiling loo rolls. My mum and dad went, they always do their shopping every Thursday morning at Asda's, and they went in and they've got a cashier. They use the same cashier every time because I like to have a chat with her, which is, you know, fine. And she said, the cashier had said that they'd had a delivery at 10 o'clock at night with a shipment of loo rolls. It's in 24-hour
24-hour
Asda, and by 1 o'clock they're all gone.
No way.
Yeah.
And are they still allowing people then to buy more?
No, I don't know
than...
that you can do that. I didn't think you can.
I thought they were stopping people from buying more than, like, they thought they had like some kind of restriction on the amount of loo rolls you can buy.
Well, they should do. I mean, keep seeing all these pictures of policemen standing in front of the loo rolls and everything, but I don't get it.
Loo rolls, soap. I tell you what, I haven't been able to find any hand sanitizer anywhere.
I've got some, 20 quid a squirt. Let's get creative now. We've got our own money, so I know where's a stash. 20 quid, 10 quid for friends.
Yeah, so that's the only thing I haven't been able to find. Although one of my clients, he was meant to be doing a trade show in Germany, I think, and it got cancelled. Mm. And their trade show, merchandise was little things of little bottles of sanitizer. So I've got quite a few from him.
I think you could get creative, couldn't you? Like, branded sanitizer, branded face masks, branded hazmat suits.
Did you hear that? What's her name? Model Naomi Campbell wore a hazmat suit through the airport.
Did she?
Yeah. She's mad. Anyway, it's a business show.
Yeah, exactly. I was gonna say not as mad as the woman who had a plastic bucket over her head.
Yeah, I saw that one as well. I saw that one as well. So what should people really be thinking about? It's not toilet rolls or pasta. I mean, there's only so much pasta you can eat, right? Because that's the other thing that's...
Well, my daughter would disagree with you, but yes, I agree with you.
Pasta and rice, that's the other thing.
I guess people are sort of thinking to stock up. I mean, Armageddon, self-isolate for 2 weeks, people, not 2 months.
But you know what? We really shouldn't be surprised, because when we think about even Christmas, you know, which the shops are closed for one day.
Yes.
You can't get any money out of a cash machine beyond Christmas Eve. You can't buy anything in the shops, and the shops are closed for one day, or a bank holiday. So it's really not surprising that people are behaving this way, is it?
No, not at all. And I guess it goes with... the herd mentality as well, isn't it? People follow on. Oh, they're doing that, so we have to do it. Mm. Which is really hard, because that's what we're naturally like.
Yeah.
But I think going back to business, and it's about putting in place business best business practices as a business. So as a small business, as you say, meetings can carry on, work can carry on. I mean, we're very fortunate, another positive, that we're in a digital age, world.
So much easier.
So we can do everything virtually if need be.
Yeah, I mean, I've got clients who I've never met, which is quite bad. I'm planning on meeting them this year. They've been with me nearly 5 years.
But it's funny that you say that, because why do you feel you have to meet them?
I think because I'm getting old. And so I still like...
Shut up now.
Okay, no. Just like I still, in the same way that I still love a book, even though you can have everything on Audible and you can have what's the other thing, tablet things, I still love Kindle. Yeah, Kindle. I still love a tangible book, and I still love face-to-face interaction. I'm a big fan of IT and social media and emails and telephone, but I don't think there's anything quite like meeting somebody. I don't know. No, that's just my personal opinion.
No, but I think that's quite a valid opinion as well, and I think a lot of people have that. I mean, quite interestingly, a few months ago, in fact, it might have been last year, I spoke at the Kent Digital Meetup in Ashford, and the topic of my talk was virtual events versus live events, and what, you know, in the world that we live in, where everything is so digital, are we moving more towards having everything virtual events, especially with not just virtual reality but augmented reality, where you could actually be sat in the room next to somebody who's not actually there, which I think is really cool but also really spooky. And we actually ended up having a great conversation. And even though the room was full of people that are very much you know, their world is technology, the feedback that came back is, in general, people still want and crave that face-to-face interaction. You know,
I guess that's why people still network and stuff.
Well, exactly.
Because people still want... I don't know, it's like... and you might have an opinion on this. When I go to events and we have speakers speaking through, everyone's got on their headphones to listen to the speaker. Mm. On the one hand, it's fantastic because it blocks out all of the other noise and you can really focus on what the speaker's saying. But on the other hand, sometimes I feel like the speaker's a bit disconnected from their audience.
Yeah, yeah. No, I've had a varying feedbacks. It's really funny because a lot of speakers have said to me that they feel they don't get the engagement from the audience when their headphones are in place. And I think what it is, because when people are listening, they're listening in different ways, don't they? So some people do look at you continuously when you're speaking and they're watching you and taking it all in, whereas some people will look around the room or, you know, close their eyes or something. They're still listening, but in a different way. And obviously it's much more noticeable when they've got headphones on because they're sort of switching off to listen to you, but you're, as a speaker, not getting that engagement. So I do get a lot of different opinions as to, I think it's almost 50-50 split.
Yeah.
Do people like the headphones or don't like the headphones? And I think obviously over the last couple of the last week, where so many events are being shut down all over the place, and somebody had posted on LinkedIn about a bigger tech event that had been cancelled or postponed, and they said, but surely in this day and age, with the technology as it is, could we just not make the event virtual? Yeah. It's a big tech gaming event.
Yeah.
He said, surely we could do it online. And yes, you can do it online. And there's nothing wrong with doing an online event. An online event's possibly in this interim is what we need to look at. But people still want that face-to-face interaction. People still want to have something tangible.
They still want to know that you're not wearing pajamas underneath the table.
Some people might not mind that, but I think that's the thing, isn't it? It's feeling and being in that tangible world. Is would a virtual exhibition work?
I think people do webinars, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, and we know of an event where all the speakers were online. Somebody had an event and you know, for some of us, we're like, I don't understand how that could work. No. And for others, they thought, you know, it's fine.
And I meant to speak to a couple of people that went to that to find out what their thoughts were on the virtual event. And yes, that could be our solution at the moment. You people can come in as a webinar and you can still have your speakers coming in and still do the thing. But I just don't think you get the same relaxed feeling, the interaction that you would get from a live event actually being there physically.
I think as well, it's a bit like, because obviously with things like Instagram Live and stuff, you're basically interacting with your audience and your audience can speak to you, but it's also interacting with other people.
Yes.
It's not just you and
yes.
the speaker. It's the fact that, you know, you might nudge somebody and be like, oh yeah, I didn't think of that. Or it's the non-verbal communication, isn't it, that we kind of give to each other.
Yeah.
It's not always what we say. Sometimes it's, you know, how we look at people or how our body language is. And, you know, even as a speaker myself, I do think, I mean, my content is always the same, but I will adapt the way I'm speaking for the audience. If I can see that they're getting a bit bored, I might get a little bit lively because that can happen occasionally with employment law. But, you know...
Boring?
Never.
No. Not but, with you anyway, Gemma.
But, you know, it is about being perceptive to your audience. And maybe the thing is, if you can't see the audience, can you still do that?
Yeah, exactly. And you'll do... Have you ever had one of those things where you've had a group conference call and you end up speaking over each other because you don't know who's speaking?
Yeah.
Oh, and you're just like... because you're trying to say something, but somebody else is speaking.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Mm. I think also the technology is probably still quite a long way away.
Mm. It shouldn't be, though. When you think about where we are, the connectivity and everything, we should be able to do that now.
It should be, but it's not there for a smooth running feel of, you know, as I say, trying not to speak over each other and listening and interaction. It's it could well be that somebody might bring something out over this next month to help us all to make it work a lot better.
Well, one of my clients, again, another manufacturing company, they have got offices all over the world. So often when I go, they're like, come in for a meeting. So I have a meeting with one person in that factory, and then we'll have meetings with people in Malaysia and America and Australia. And they use blue jeans, and that seems to work really, really well. Mm. I don't know. I'm not necessarily an advocate for blue jeans, but that seems to work really, really well.
I think it's partially the system that you use, but then also it's your home connection as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you've got terrible broadband, you've got no hope. Mm. And you've got the frustration of everything slowing down. But I guess we're just we're at that point. We just need to, for all aspects of business, find a way to carry on as best we can.
Yeah, and
it'd be lovely. What we could do, I mean, what the government could do. This is what I personally think the government should do. Right. Okay. As of Monday, everybody should stop working. All the kids should come out of school. We should have an entire month holiday, put fully funded and paid for by the government.
I see you.
Are you with me? I think that's the petition we should start. You want to help us? Okay, let's...
Just increase the deficit.
Shut down. No, we're just going to shut down. Somebody's got a magic pot of money somewhere. They keep finding it. They must have it somewhere. And then just pay for everybody to stay at home. Home holiday... What's it called, a home holiday?
They're then going to pay for all the divorces vacant. As well.
Staycation. Staycation.
Yeah.
And
all the family feuds after everyone's been in like the same space.
Not
for
necessarily
like...
stay in the house, but, you know, go out, get fresh air, go and do interact with people. You know, the weather's getting nicer. Interact with people in the open air.
Well, they were saying, haven't they? Pollution's been reduced. So, you know, if there's any positivity.
Yeah, I spoke to somebody this morning and she said she was driving through Medway the other day and she said it was like when it snows, you know, it's just silent.
Mm.
It's just everything silent. And she said it was just surreal. And she was on the train when I spoke to her up to London. And she said there's loads of seats.
Yeah, it's great. It's like, ooh.
It's like a ghost town out there. It's like the apocalypse. Like everyone's disappeared, but I think it's just about being practical.
Yeah, and you know, as I say, it's just getting. It is a shock as well, as I say, even like with the cash flow and thing. It's reminding us to have those savings pots or cash available in the business as well, so that we're not just relying on those things coming in.
That's the thing, isn't it? It's, and as you say, if Linda Garcia was here, she'd been going on very much about this. Just proves to you, you need to have your cash flow forecast up and running so you know what's going on, what's coming in, and where you stand financially with the business.
Yeah. Speaking of cash flow, I found a nice little gadget. I found someone pointed me to it.
Yes.
Fluidly.
Mm.
So if Jerry had been here, I might have asked him about it. It integrates with your Xero or Sage or whatever you're using, and it does a cash flow forecast for the next 3 months based on previous behaviours.
I love that. I want that. So we do like little gadgets that help us forward. Anything to save.
And it's free for if you keep it at the 3 months. But then if you want it to do like a cash flow forecast for over 3 months, then you pay for it.
That's fair enough, though.
Yeah,
that's quite good. Saves me doing the spreadsheet.
Exactly. So yeah, fluidly, and it also looks at the payment habits of your clients. So if it says, "Oh, this client normally pays within, I don't know, 7 days, and they pay 10 days," it will alert you to tell you, "Well, hold on a minute, they're not normally late. Maybe you should contact them and see what's happened."
Oh, that's very good. I quite like that. Do you like it when little tools come your way that just basically make your life a little bit easier to run a business? Because there's everything you've got to cover.
Yeah, there's a lot of technology out there. It's just kind of finding out what there is, isn't it? We're not getting stuck in your way of using the same thing all the time.
Exactly. And I think one thing as a what business owners can do, what businesses can do at the moment is make most of this down quiet time as well. If you know, if you are a lot quieter because of everything, we always complain that we don't have enough time to work on our business. So take this time and work on your business and project what you can do and all that type of thing. Because if there's nothing you can do about the current situation, you know, you can be planning what you're going to do when we're out of it, and you can work on the business. You can update your website and create a load more social media content. Right. There's still a hint there, but you can. You know, we never have enough time to work on the business. So us people that are a little bit quieter, I know you're super busy at the moment, which is some people has to benefit from this.
Might as well be.
It might as well be you. We have no problem, no qualms with that whatsoever. But yeah, this is about being productive with your time at the end of the day, isn't it?
Yeah, and sometimes enjoying the downtime because busy is great, but then also we need, like, self-care, isn't it? Sometimes you need that time to take for yourself. So if you feel like going shopping, or maybe not, or
window shopping
or spending some time to yourself, or working on your own personal development or whatever, then just take that time. I think there's this feeling of feeling guilty, or like you're not doing something if you're not busy all the time, and actually stopping is as good as doing stuff sometimes
you have to slow down to speed up.
Yeah.
I love that saying.
Yeah.
And you need to sort of take stock, step back and go, right, where am I at? Where am I going? What can I do? What can I achieve? So I think that's very, very valid advice. So it's about taking precautions, necessary precautions, but don't go stupid. Mm. Don't go silly. Start sharing out that loo roll, everybody. one sheet 10p. get productive. Being aware of your staff and being mindful of helping to look after them as best you can. At the end of the day, one thing about this is we are all in the same predicament, the same boat. We the stresses and strains might be affecting us slightly differently depending on what industry we're in, what business we're in, but it is affecting and the world.
Yeah.
I swear, this is a movie. Come on, somebody wake me up from my dreaming.
There is a movie, isn't there? Have you seen it? Contagion. Apparently it came out some years ago. And it's about a virus that starts in China.
No, it's not.
It is. You have to watch it.
Okay, everyone's going to be watching that tonight. We're going to be watching Contagion because we want to see what happens at the end.
Yeah, you might not want to see. But yeah, there is a movie that was out. I think it's about, must be at least 10 years old.
Yeah, I have heard of it. Mm. Spooky, isn't it? These things they all say movies predict what's going to happen in the world, don't they?
Yeah.
But then saying that, some of them if that were made back in the 80s and 90s were set in like the 20s, as it were, and what they predicted life would be.
I'm
like
still waiting for flying cars. Like, I really thought that was going to be a thing.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be so awesome.
I'm still waiting. But yeah, coming back to what you said about practicality, look after your staff, look after yourself as well. You know, don't feel like you've got to go in as the owner or the manager, because it's about keeping everybody safe. And if you can work from home, then do it. It just reduces the spread.
Absolutely. Definitely. And if you do feel like going out, don't be frightened to go to events. Just, you know, I can guarantee you every event that's been out there run, the organisers are following guidelines daily. You know, every a couple of hours we're checking in on what the government are saying, but we are following government guidelines, and also the venues that we work with are following. So, you know, there'll be hand sanitizers, there'll be signs, there'll be, you know, that type of thing. And, you know, you're safer being out there in the environment, because also they're saying they want us to, well, they want people to catch it so we can build up an immunity against it.
Oh, is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
Like a chicken pox party.
Yeah, that's one of the things. Got a coronavirus party going on over here. Obviously, it's looking at the vulnerable people and keeping the vulnerable people safe. But yeah, so, you know, there's events still going on. Do support the people that are running the events if you've booked on for events. We have got the Networkers Networking coming up next week on Wednesday at Eastwell Manor. I'm really looking forward to it because they have done me an amazing menu. The food. Ooh. You're going to miss out on amazing food.
What's the food? I might make it for 12. What time is the food going to be there? I might be able to make it for 12.
We've gone nice, healthy, but delicious as well. No sandwiches. Aww. You know, I hate sandwiches at events. Yeah. Absolutely hate sandwiches. It's the worst type of food you can have. And for the same sort of budget, they've done me an amazing menu of salads and quinoa, and but also away from the healthy stuff, nice, tasty food as well. There's lots going on. So I'll be at the front of the queue. Food ready! I'm going to taste it first. But we still have a few spaces. We're up to 50 people at the Networkers Networking next week, which is a full-day event all about networking and meeting. And, you know, we can discuss things. And I can imagine half of the event's going to be talking about coronavirus. It gives us something to talk about. Maybe that's what it is. We need something to talk about. It was Brexit for so long, and now it's coronavirus, and then it's going to move on to something else. But I'm looking forward to a fun event. There's a few changes in the lineup. I'm hoping my speakers make it back from the countries that they're currently in. But we've got.
It's nice that they've been able to go. That's the thing, isn't it?
Well, yeah, they're just people are just saying obviously to be careful with travel at the moment, and I mean I don't think anybody would sensibly travel to Italy or China, because they're the most dominant places for getting at the moment. We can still get in and out of America currently, but that might change as well. So, but yeah, just try to carry on best as possible. I think that's all we can do at the end of the day. Or if the government take me up on my plan, we all have a month off.
Dear Prime Minister.
I think I'm going to start a petition. Month off, close down the country for a month, paid for by the government, a month holiday. Done. Sorted.
I don't know what I'd do with a month off, to be honest with you.
Oh, so much I could do with a month off, especially with the weather getting nicer. You know, I'm not saying stay at home, indoors. No, go out to the fresh air, go and visit places, go and do things out in the fresh air. Have you know, barbecues and stuff.
Well, provided we can buy some food, Let's go for it.
There's any food left.
Yeah.
That's the trouble, isn't it? If everything stopped, it just would go crazy, absolutely crazy. But we have, we're sorry that today's show wasn't quite as scheduled because unfortunately our guest did get stuck on the M20. But we will have Jerry on in a couple of weeks. I will send him a fresh date and get him on. But he was going to talk about, he's an accountant, you said, but he's a fun accountant.
He is, he's funny. I know,
the same sentence, fun accountant, fun lawyer.
It sounds like it doesn't make sense, does it? But it is true. He's really funny and very practical, really nice person. And I think when he is on, their listeners will really enjoy listening to him.
So, it's good. We're looking forward to having him. And so poor old Jerry will be here with us in a couple of weeks' time. Hopefully he'll be recovered by then. He won't be still stuck on the hard shoulder of the M20.
No. I'm hoping as I go back, I don't see him on the way.
If you see him, as wave as you wave. Did you not pass him? You could have picked him up.
I didn't know, because by the time I heard, I was almost at Junction 9. Apparently he got stuck between 7 and 8.
Oh, okay. So you probably did see him, but didn't know it was him. Yeah. Not that he would have wanted to have left his car there anyway.
Yeah.
Definitely not. Well, guys, we will be back next week. In the studio, nice, clean studio. So who's my guest next week? Oh, look, there's me being completely unprepared now for who's on next week. But I have got a great lineup for us. If you bear with me 2 seconds. Kill time, Gemma, kill time.
Oh, I was looking for the speaker as well.
No, but you wouldn't know it. I haven't put it out there yet.
Oh, have you not?
No.
Okay.
What are you doing next week? Have you got anything that you're going to?
No.
You're just
nothing next
week.
Yeah, I've got too busy. I've got a 3-day hearing the week after in Bristol.
How is it affecting courts and things like that? Is that
at the moment, it's all going ahead. Although I have got a case in April where my clients are in China, so it depends on what happens in terms of travel and whether they can come over. But we'll see. You know, I mean, the tribunals, they cancel on you all the time anyway. They postpone things
That's
all the time.
Normal,
That's
anyway.
Just normal.
Storm practice.
I don't know. We'll see how that goes. But nothing in the diary next week. We're just very much looking forward to Easter. I need to start stocking up on chocolate for the
chocolate.
Office.
Chocolate. Yeah. Easter. Yeah. Yay. Of course, that's not far away at all, is it?
No.
Well, there we go. That's a couple of weeks off school anyway. So,
well, that's what Ireland have done, isn't it? So they've taken shut schools down from the 30th of March, I think, up to covering that Easter period.
Covering the Easter period. Oh, that makes sense.
Which makes sense. So it's just 2 extra weeks.
So next week on the show, I am joined by Hax as co-host, and our guest is James Crawley. So sign us and have one of yours.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Yeah, so good. So tune in for that. Paul will be here on Tuesday with another great lineup with the Bunker Show. Stay safe, people. Have a great weekend and try and relax. Bye for now.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders. This is Channel 2. Talk Radio.